It's 5:22. This is Click Here. My name is Mitchell Kaplan. Tomorrow evening, Octopus Books presents three writers at Jessica Westhead, Jennifer Whiteford, and Ian Reed. Jessica Westhead is a Toronto-based writer. Her latest short story collection is published by Cormorant. It's called And Also Shark, and I have her with me on the line. Hi, Jessica.
Hello, Mitchell. Thanks so much for having me.
Jessica, this collection, And Also Sharks, it was not, I guess, a straight process of just sitting down, writing the stories, and going through the whole production process. It seemed to have stops and starts. Maybe describe how it worked and how the material was developed.
Oh, sure. Well, I love writing short stories, and I've been writing short stories for years and years now. I think probably the oldest story in the collection was written in 2002, but in an earlier version of the collection that ended up being changed once I went with Cormorant Books, we decided to cut maybe about six of the older stories, and I'd probably been writing them, they might have been even probably around 1999, 2000, with some of the oldest ones. And I wrote a novel in the meantime called Pulpy Image that was published by Coach House Books in 2007. So I was writing short stories, writing a novel, back to short stories, which are definitely my first love. And I really like writing them because at the end of each short story, you get to celebrate and be excited about writing that story, whereas I found with the novel it was, okay, I have to get out the bubbly wine, you know, at the end of the first draft and at the end of the second draft. And it's such a long process, and I'm not saying writing short stories is easy by any stretch, but it just, the process appeals to me more. I did enjoy writing my novel and had a great time with Coach House, but I really am excited about these short stories, and I wrote probably a good third of it just last year, so it does feel very fresh to me, because when we decided to, Mark Cote, my editor at Cormorant Books, we decided to not include about six of the older short stories, so I had to write about 75 new pages just last year, and that was a bit scary, but then I did it, so I was excited to have written that new stuff that was included in the book.
And I guess you have to, 75 new pages for you means more ideas, because your stories are truly short.
Well, there are definitely some very short ones in there. I think there are, it's a range. There are some, there's one that, and I still think in Word document pages, I don't know how it translates in the book, but there were some that were between 20 and 30 pages, but as far as Word document pages go. But I think I really do enjoy the very short ones as well. So, yeah, there's a bit of a range.
There's a certain mood there, I guess, because of the characters who are, you know, funny, but they're kind of they're outcasts in some ways. Why is this a world you wanted to inhabit or have us inhabit?
I think I was very shy in high school. So, and I had my friends, and I didn't ever want to be part of the quote-unquote popular crowd, and it wasn't like me looking from the outside, looking in, thinking, oh, I want to, you know, join their gang or anything like that, but I do understand what it is like to feel self-conscious, to feel lacking in one way or another, and to feel shy, so I have a great, you know, big soft spot in my heart for people who don't quite demand what they want, and they sort of watch life passing them by, and there's something about that yearning and that need to make your life better without understanding how to make your life better that really, really appeals to me. And I think people that have it all together and people that know how to ask for what they want, they're just not as intriguing to me, I guess.
Okay, well, listen, maybe you can read part of a story for us.
Absolutely, I'd love to. I'll read an excerpt from the beginning of the title story, so this might actually do double duty and explain the title and also sharks as I read. So I'm going to read from the title story called And Also Sharks. Oh my God, Janet, you are so brave. Your bravery astounds me. Because you lay yourself bare for the world when you put your feelings out there to be known. But just basically because your words touch so many people, And there are so many of us who are suffering from the self-esteem issues that affect our very lives. So I guess what I'm saying here is that you are doing something extremely brave. Plus, that recipe you shared on your last post for the ham casserole with white sauce is amazing. I made it the other day, and it was so easy, exactly how you said it would be. And I was supposed to have my brother and his wife over for dinner, and that was what I was going to serve. And they were going to bring a salad, which I think was going to be a macaroni salad. But then they called at the last minute and said they couldn't make it because their pregnancy was acting up, which I guess you have to understand, pregnancies being the way they are. But anyway, the casserole. You said it would nourish the soul, the making part and the eating part. And like you always are, you were right. Last week I did the exercise you suggested, where you cut out pictures from magazines that appeal to you and paste them onto a piece of paper to make a collage which represents how you want your life to be. But all I had at home were a bunch of Reader's Digests and an old copy of National Geographic, which was the shark issue. So my collage ended up being about this family that got trapped by an avalanche and also sharks. So after I got that very disappointing call from my brother, I reframed the situation like you say to do, like how you can make an ugly painting beautiful with a beautiful frame. And I thought about how extremely lucky I was that I was going to have so many leftovers, even though I was really looking forward to that macaroni salad. I lit some candles in my strength corners, and I sat down at the table with the casserole, and I inhaled deeply and closed my eyes to savor the first bite. And do you know what was weird? It was so weird, but the first thing that came to my mind was my mother. She looked like an angel. So I thought, there's my mother. I guess I should give her a call. So I called her up and said to her, hey, I've got this ham casserole with white sauce, and it serves four. Do you want some? I'm all alone over here with this ham casserole. And she said, I'd love to, honey, really, but I've got this comedy show buffet. It's a comedy show with a buffet, and your stepdad and I are going to go to the Polish Combatants Hall after. So I said, fine, Mom, do what you want. You always do. And she said, what is that supposed to mean? And I said, nothing. I have to go. My casserole is getting cold. Anyway, Janet, what I really want to tell you is that I really respect your opinion and what you have to say, but most of all, your bravery. You are not afraid to state your opinions, even when some people put comments like Kate P. did last week, though in a very small way, I have to say I agree a little bit with what she put about your post that talked about adding a dash of joy to your daily routine, which is not so easy for everyone, though you made it sound easy. But my main message here is that I want you to know that there are those of us who read Planet Janet that believe what you say is true and brave. You keep putting yourself in your opinions and your recipes for white sauce casseroles and two-step stews and simply gooey desserts out there. And Janet, if we all had your guts, then I'm proud to say that this world would be a better place. But we don't, and basically the world is a harsh reality for those people who choose to live in it. And I'll leave it there.
Okay, thanks for reading that for us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're the writer in residence on a website called Open Book Toronto. What's that like?
Oh, I'm really enjoying that. I am thrilled for the opportunity to. It's my first, writer in residency, and it's what's known as an online writer in residency, so people can ask me questions. But mostly, I'm responsible for posting four blog posts a week. And or 16 blog posts in total, and blogging is hard. I really have a lot of respect for the people that have blogs that have great things to say, because I have really been enjoying the process, but I never had a blog before myself, and they want you to write about things that are writing-related and possibly Toronto-related as well. And I have sort of been drawing from my various experiences and sort of making it a trying to I've taken the angle where I'm trying to impart advice in a non-lecturing way to newer writers is how I'm doing it. But I also have some interviews in there and some polling of other writers and little reviews of stuff I've seen, and it's a really great gig. I've really been enjoying it. I've been the writer in residence at Open Book Toronto for all of June, and I'm going to continue until the end of next week. And it's been a real learning curve for me because I've never really written much nonfiction before at all, and I had, again, also a lot of respect for people who write nonfiction. And it takes a similar part of my brain to write this as it does with my fiction, but I have to, I can't muddle over it the way I muddle over my fiction. I have to just
right.
write it and posted and get it out there. So exactly, I've really been
exactly.
enjoying it.
Yeah. I've been talking to Jessica Westhead. She's going to be reading tomorrow at Octopus Books, 116 3rd Avenue at 7 p.m. along with Jennifer Whiteford and Ian Reed. It's a free event. Jessica, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much. And I just wanted to say Octopus Books rules.